The next Mishnah Rameh says, if Bezin passing erroneously and all or most of Klal Yisrael acted based on this psak, Bezin has to bring a parhelim dovah shel tzibur. If they ruled erroneously and were matter of a dezara, they have to bring a parhelim and a goat as a carbon as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, the 12 shvatim, not Bezin, have to each bring their own parhelim. And if the psak was regarding a dezara, they each bring their own parhelim and a goat. Rabbi Shimon says, there are 13 parhelims that are brought, one from each javit and one from Bezin. And if the psak was regarding a dezara, 13 goats are brought in addition. Rameh says, if Bezin issued an erroneous psak in 7 shvatim or a majority of 7 Shvatim acted on the ruling, Bezin has to bring a parhelim dovah shel tzibur, and if they ruled erroneously regarding avodah zarah, they also have to bring the goat. Yehuda said the 7 shvatim did the avera, they each have to bring a parhelim, and the other shvatim who did not do the avera also each have to bring a parhelim because of the 7 who did. Rav Shimon says the 7 shvatim sinned, there would be a total of 8 parhelims brought, one for each of the 7 and one for Bezin. And if the psak was regarding avodah zarah, there would also be 8 goats that were brought as well. Rav Yehuda says if the highest Bezin of one of the shvatim issued an incorrect ruling and that shevet acted based on that ruling, it's that shevet who has to bring the parhelim, but the other shvatim are potter. The Chum say there's only a chiyuv for a psak made by the great Sanhedrin of 71, like the Pasuk says, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku, which implies that it does not include the adas, meaning bezdin, of a single shevet. Zakhtimar Abraisi says that the Kahal sinned regarding two matters, one of which was due to an erroneous psak of Bezin and one which was not, and Bezin does not remember which sin was caused by their psak, meaning they don't remember what the erroneous psak was, we would think that they would be chayef for a parhelim. The Pasuk therefore says, the sin has to be known, which implies that it's not enough that only the sinners be known. The Pasuk says, asher chotu, which teaches that if the two shvatim sinned, they bring two parhelims. If three sinned, they bring 3 parhelims. Or maybe we should say that it means that even if two individuals sinned, they should bring 2 parhelims, and if three, they should bring three parhelims. The pasuk therefore says hakohol, which teaches that only a kahal who's chayiv to bring the parhelim, and each and every shevet is chayiv to bring its own parhelim. So how does this present itself? So Yehuda says if two shvatim sin, they bring 2 parhelims. If 7 sin, they bring 7 parhelims. The other shvatim who did not sin also each bring a parhelim on account of the shvatim who did sin. This is why the pasuk says kohol, to teach that each and every kohol, meaning every shevet, has to bring their own parhelim. Rav Shimon says if 7 shvatim sin, they have to bring 7 parhelims, and Bezin has to bring their own as well. We learn this from Gzeri Shavu regarding the erroneous psak. The pasuk uses the word kahal, and regarding the parhelim devar, the pasuk uses the word kahal, and we learn that, as we said before, regarding the psak, the word refers to Bezin along with the kahal, and the word below regarding the carbon also refers to Bezin along with the kahal. Rav Meir says the 7 shvatim sin, then Bezin brings the parhelim, and the shvatim themselves are potter. We learn from Gzeri Shavu, just like kahal written above refers to Bezin, the kahal written below also refers to Bezin. Shimon Elazar says in his name, meaning Rav Meir's name, if 6 shvatim sin, then they make up a majority of the yidin, or if 7 shvatim sin, even if they're not the majority, Bezin has to bring a parhelim dovah shel tzibur. The Braisa said that the parhelim is only brought when it's known which sin was done based on the erroneous psak of Bezin. We hear the name of Rav, or Rava said, this does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says in the Braisa that if one is sure that he did an avera that requires him to bring a carbon, but is unsure what avera it was, he still brings a carbon. Ravashi said, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that with regard to a parhelim, the exact sin has to be known, because the pasuk says, asher chotu aleho. Frekmar, with regard to a regular chatas, the pasuk says, asher chotu bo, which should teach that the exact sin has to be known, over there as well. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it does not have to be known over there. The Mara says, the word bo comes to teach that one who did an avera while he's preoccupied with something else is not chayev akat chatas. Frekmar, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, Frekmar? And for tomorrow, he holds that there are 4 drushes that can be made. The word hakohol is written twice, and hakohol itself allows for 2 drushes, kohol and hakohol. Therefore, you have a total of 4 drushes. One teaches that every shevet has to bring their own parhelim. One teaches that Bezdin has to make the psak and the people have to act on that psak. One teaches the concept of greira, meaning dragging, meaning that the shvatim who did not sin also have to bring a parhelim. And one teaches that when a shevet sinned based on his own Bezdin, has to bring a parhelim. Rav Shimon holds there are 3 drushes only, because hakohol of the pasuk of me'ene hakohol is written in the way people normally speak, and therefore it's not meant to be darshaned. One drush is to teach that every shevet has to bring its own parhelim. The other 2 are used for gzeira shavah, to teach that Bezdin must bring a parhelim in addition to the ones brought by each shevet. Rav Meir says that hakohol does not allow for an additional drusha, and therefore there are only 2 drushes. Therefore, they're used to create a gzeira shavah, which teaches that just as only Bezin is involved in the psak, so Bezin also is the only one who brings the parhelim. Shimon Elazar says there seems to be a contradiction in the psukim. One pasuk says me ene ho'eda, which suggests that even if only a minority sinned, there would be a chiyah for a parhelim. Another pasuk says ki lachol ha'am bishgag, which seems to mean a majority. He therefore says the psukim teach that if 6 shvatim sin, but they're a majority of people, or if 7 shvatim sin, even if they're a minority, they have to bring there's a chiyah for a parhelim. In fact, Mahadar of Shimon may learn the pasuk. Learned that the psak must be by Bezin and it must be acted upon by the people. Therefore, Abaye said the pasuk says the hoyo imeene hoeda nesiso lishgaga, which suggests that the act was caused by someone else, meaning the sin was done by the people and caused by Bezin. Another teretz, Rava said the pasuk says lechol ha'am b'shkag, which teaches that the people who must act on the pasuk. Mar says both pasuk are needed. If we only had the pasuk of Abaye, we would think that even a minority would make a chiyuv of parhelim. If we only had the pasuk of Rava, we would think that the bezin must act along with the majority in order for the creator chiyuv of parhelim. Mar says although these pasuk are written in regard to avodah zara through gzeirah shava amei ene, we can also learn to all other averis as well. Okay, the mission then said, "Hayru bezin shal echad v'chulu." According to Rabbi Yehuda, if a single shevet sinned based on an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin, the great Sanhedrin, would the other shvatim also have to bring a parhelim? Do we say greater in this case as well? Do we say that when seven shvatim sin, since they require the others to bring as well, that's because the seven are a majority? Or do we say there's no difference, and therefore, even when it's on just one shevet who sins, and the other shvatim also still have to bring a parhelim? And if Mar Brisa says, what do they bring? They bring one par. If Shimon says, they bring two. What's the case of the Brisa? If seven shvatim sin, Rav Shimon should say they're eight kabbanas. Rather, it has to be there's only one shevet sin. Now, Rav Shimon doesn't require a carbon when it's the shevet's bezin that paskin, only when it's the great bezin. Who's the tanakama of the Brisa? It can't be Rav Meir because he says that there must be a majority of shvatim in order to make a chiyuv. Rather, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda, and we see that he holds that when one shevet sins, only that shevet brings a parhelim and there's no greater. Mar says, no, it's not a proof. The Brisa may be talking about where six shvatim sin, and these six make up a majority of the yidin. The tanakama is the view of Shimon Elazar, who says in the Brisa, there's six shvatim who are a majority of the yidin sin, or seven shvatim, even if they're only a minority of the yidin sin, there would be a chiyuv for a parhelim. Mar says we can answer based on another brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says if a shevet sins by following the psak of its own bezdin, the shevet is chayiv to bring a parhelim, but all other shvatim potter. However, if one shevet sins by following the psak of the great Sanhedrin, even the other shvatim are chayiv to bring a parhelim. The Brisa clearly answers the question, Shema Mino. Ravashi said, we can learn this from our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says, if a Shevet is sins based on the Pesach of Bezin, that Shevet is Chayiv, but all the other Shvatim are Potter. They state in the Mishnah. Now, by saying that one Shevet is Chayiv, we can deduce that the others are Potter. Why did the Mishnah have to say, but all others are Potter? Yeah, the Chayiv is telling you, the Mishnah is coming to teach, that the other Shvatim are only Potter because the Shevet that sinned followed the Pesach of its own Bezin. However, if it would have sinned based on the Pesach of the great Bezin, even the other Shvatim would be Chayiv, Shema Mino. In fact, according to Rav Shimon, if one Shevet sinned based on an erroneous Pesach of the great bezin, would they be chayiv to bring a parhelim? Mar says we can answer from a brisa. The brisa says, what do they bring? They bring one par. Shimon says they bring two. What's the case of the brisa? If seven shvatim sin, then Rav Shimon should require that eight kabbanas be brought. Rather, it has to be that only one shevet sin. Now, Rav Shimon doesn't require a carbon when it's a shevet's bezin that paskin, so it must be talking about where it was the great bezin that paskin. And we see that one shevet is chayiv to bring a parhelim when they rely on the pesach of the great bezin. In fact, if the Brisa is talking about a single Shevet that sinned, who's a Tanakama? It can't be Rabbi Meir. He says that it has to be a majority of Shvatim in order to make a Chiyuv. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he would hold that the other Shvatim have to bring in this case as well. Rather, the Brisa may be talking about where six Shvatim sin, and these six make up a majority of the Yidden. And the Tanakama is the view of Rav Shimon Elazar, who says in a Brisa that it has six Shvatim who are the majority of the Yidden sin. Or if it's seven Shvatim, even if they're a minority of it, when it comes to the amount of people, there would be a Chiyuv for a Parhelim. We can answer based on our Mishnah Zakumar also. The Mishnah said that the Chum say that a single Shevet is only Chayiv when they sin based on the Pesach of the great Bezdin. That's the only time they have to bring that. Who's this Chacham? It can't be Rav Meir, because he says that they're only Chayiv when it's the majority of Yidden. Rather, it must be the view of Rav Shimon. And we see that he holds that if one Shevet sinned based on an erroneous Pesach of the great Bezdin, they would be Chayiv to bring a Parhelim. Shema Mino. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, how do they know that a single Shevet is given the status of Kahal? Mar says the Pasuk by Yehoshaphat says that he stood among Kahal Yehuda in Yerushalayim. We see that a single Shevet of Yehuda is called a Kahal. Rabbi Acha by Yaakov asks, maybe Yerushalayim is different because Binyamin was there as well, and since there are two Shvatim, maybe that's why it's referred to as Kahal. Rather, Zakumar, Rabbi Acha by Yaakov said, Hashem told Yaakov that he will be established as a Kahal Amim. At this point, it was only Binyamin who was not yet born. And the Pasuk says that Yaakov will still have a Kahal. We see that one Shevet is referred to as a Kahal. Rav Shabba said to Rav Kahana, maybe the Pasuk is saying that when Binyamin is born, there will be then be all 12 Shvatim who are referred to as a Kahal. And the Gemara of Kahana said, without Binyamin, there were 11 Shvatim. So how can it be that they're not referred to as a Kahal at that point in time? We see that even two Shvatim are referred to as a Kahal. Clearly, when Hashem spoke to Yaakov, he was referring only to Binyamin, and still he referred to just Binyamin alone as a Kahal.